Text. Hallmark Channel presents Christmas, She Wrote. Snow falls onto busy city streets and sidewalks. A series of taxicabs drive by. Inside a department store, a woman models a dress in a mirror.
It's perfect. I love it. Thank you.
The dress is gorgeous, Kaylee, but you realize we're going to the office Christmas party tonight, right? Not the Met Gala?
You've known me since the ninth grade, Stephen. When have I not gone big for the holidays?
Never.
Oh, speaking of that, I confirmed our reservations for Aspen this morning.
Best Christmas ever. Ooh, I gotta get back to the office. Malcolm wants to see my latest movie review, Christmas Once Again.
Oh, I cannot wait to read that. I have to finish my column, too, before the party.
What's it about?
How my readers can tastefully color coordinate with their partners this Christmas.
Now I just need to find you a partner.
And what about you?
My best friend's all I need right now.
Uh-huh. Love you, Stephen.
Love you, too.
Outside, a sign on a taxi cab has a picture of Kaylee advertising your best self. Kaylee exits the store.
Kaylee King! We're Kaylee King. I read your column every day.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice to hear.
Today's column, all about how to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah, came at the perfect time. My new in-laws are coming to town tonight. I am so nervous.
Oh, don't be. You got this. Are you planning a joint celebration?
I am now. I've got the house all decorated. I've got my recipes chosen. But most importantly, you put me in the right frame of mind to handle my mother-in-law. To just be me. And if she doesn't like that, well...
She will. Merry Christmas. And mazel tov.
Thank you, Kaylee. You were just how I imagined.
The passerby leaves. Kaylee enters a cab, smiling as she notices her advertisement on it. Later, at a swanky party, Kaylee stands with Stephen.
Christmas cheer is in the air.
Indeed it is. I'll get the drinks.
I'll get the food.
Stephen walks off. A man steps on Kaylee's dress.
Excuse me. Yes. You're on my dress.
Oh, I am so sorry. I didn't realize.
Oh.
Kaylee notices a rip.
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
No. Can I pay to get that fixed? Can I buy you a new dress?
No, it's not that noticeable.
Are you sure? Well, again, I'm so sorry. And, it's nice meeting you.
You too.
Okay. Yeah.
The man walks off. Stephen approaches.
Your dress?
That guy ripped it.
Who's that guy?
I have no idea.
Oh, I hate to tell you, but your dress...
I know.
It was torn by a mysterious stranger.
Let me grab a Santa selfie. Ho, ho, ho.
Stephen leaves.
So your grandkids must be excited for Christmas?
They are.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to spend time with them. A lot of time.
Something going on?
I wanted to tell you personally. I'm about to announce my retirement as editor.
No. You said they'd have to carry you out of the newsroom.
Actually, it wasn't by choice.
No. What are you going to do?
I'm going to enjoy my severance. I'm going to see the world.
You always look on the bright side. Thank you for believing in me, Malcolm. Who would have thought that a therapist with a broken heart could have led to a whole new career, inspiring people?
To be their best self.
Kaylee. By the way, Merry Christmas, Malcolm.
Merry Christmas.
Can I steal you away? There's a really cute guy over there. Can you be my wingman?
Sure. See you in a bit.
Okay.
Later, Malcolm addresses the room. Kaylee stands near the man who ripped her dress.
With that, I'd like to thank you all for being the best team in the newspaper business. And remember, I'm just a phone call away.
It's sad to see someone but give up what they
that,
love.
Please. Try not to make it before 10, because I'm finally going to get to sleep in.
I heard he was a great boss.
I'm sorry, do you work for the paper?
All right, everybody, grab a glass for a holiday toast.
What did you say your name was?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
The man is gone. Kaylee sips. Later, Kaylee and Stephen enter a news office. They see a number of people leaving with boxes of belongings.
You see that?
Inside, more people pack their belongings.
What's going on?
pink slips. All we should be seeing right now is red and green.
Kaylee enters a cubicle. A woman approaches.
Kaylee.
Gina.
Hey, the new boss would like to talk to you.
She turns to Steven. She frowns as she enters the new office where a man is standing.
You wanted to see me?
It's the man who ripped her dress.
You?
Miss King, nice to see you again. Trip Windham, new editor-in-chief.
You could have said something last night.
Well, it didn't feel like the right time. Please, have a seat.
They sit across from each other.
Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. As I'm sure you're aware, it's a challenging time for the newspaper business, and I have been tasked with making a number of layoffs.
I noticed. But right before Christmas, you know, these people here, they have kids, mortgages.
I know, and it's the last thing that I want to do, but the bottom line is corporate says I have to cut the fat.
Oh, I see. You're about to tell me that I'm the fat.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, not you personally. I mean, we're talking about your salary.
I built a very loyal fan base. I've earned every penny.
And as you know, columns, features, they're always the first to go.
So just say it then.
I am retiring your best self.
Have you even read it? It's all about living your best life. You're not even listening.
And I'm sure that you are very good at, you know, what it is that you do. But my hands are tied here.
So you're really not going to read it? You're just going to let me go?
I'm afraid so, yes.
She stands.
You know, I'd like to at least write a goodbye column. I owe it to my readers.
Of course.
Merry Christmas.
She leaves the office. Later, she packs her desk.
I'm out. Mr. Corporate Christmas in there let me go.
No.
5 years. Just like that.
I'm so sorry. Well, I'm sure I'm next.
Oh, I hope not. No, entertainment's important. Not that he'd know that. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to bail on Aspen. I'm just not really in a vacation kind of mood.
No, don't say another word. It's totally okay.
Maybe you should still go. You might meet someone on the slopes.
No. Without you, not a chance.
Thanks.
What are you going to do for the holidays now?
Curl up in a ball and eat Christmas cookies until I burst?
Oh, sweetheart. I'm going to come over and wallow together.
Oh, you always know how to make me feel better. But tonight, I need to write my goodbye column.
Later, she types at home.
Pains me to write this. No, I'm saying goodbye. To my dear readers, I started this journey with you 5 years ago. I took a chance and moved to New York to make a difference in your lives when my own life was a mess. I hope my advice and guidance has helped you on your journey of finding your best self, because the most important relationship you'll ever have is with yourself.
She finishes typing and sets her laptop down. She wears pajamas on her couch, and her living room is decorated for Christmas. She picks up her mail, a series of envelopes on the table. She opens one envelope. Inside is a Christmas card with a picture of two women posing. Kaylee picks up her phone.
Hello?
Amy!
Hi! It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, too. How's Charlotte?
Oh, she's good.
Good. Listen, change of plans. I think I'm gonna come home for Christmas this year.
Really? Really? You're coming home? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
Oh, Kaylee's coming home! Oh, come on. Okay.
Yes.
So, when do you get here? When do you land?
Tomorrow?
Later, Kaylee exits a taxi and enters a bakery. Inside, a girl sitting at a table rises.
Kaylee!
Charlotte?
Look at you.
I missed you.
Oh, I miss you too.
Oh,
my little baby sister. This place is busy.
Yeah, it is. It's the holiday rush. I swear it gets busier every year.
Oh, and Kaylee, guess what?
What?
I started writing for my school newspaper.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Mr. Hartman's helping us from the Pineberry Press.
Your mom and I went to high school with Rob. I mean, Mr. Hartman. You know, I think your Aunt Kaylee would love a big hot cup of cocoa.
I mean, extra marshmallows, please.
She's so big.
I know, she's grown so much. Sit down, right now.
Amy and Kaylee sit.
Okay. Spill.
What happened to Aspen?
I wanted to see my favorite sister and niece.
Amy gives her a look.
I was let go from the paper.
What?
Yep. Your best self is now my worst self.
No.
According to Trip Wyndham, I make too much and say too little.
Who's Trip Wyndham?
Oh, the smug new editor at the Globe.
Ouch. Well, you could start up your therapy practice again.
I love writing too much. But the upside is that we're together for Christmas.
Yes, we are.
In the news office, Jen approaches Trip.
Hey. Hi, Mr. Grantham's on the line. He doesn't sound too happy.
Did he say what it's about?
Wild guess, it's about Kaylee's column. Have you seen the comments? There's a lot.
Okay. Line one.
Trip picks up his phone. Mr. Grantham rides in a limousine.
Mr. Grantham, hello.
I want that column back in my paper.
Kaylee Kings?
Yes,
Kaylee Kings. I knew she was popular, I just didn't realize how popular. Did you even do any research
before you let her go?
Yes, of course I did.
Yes.
She makes my readers happy. And when they're happy, they buy subscriptions. And that makes me happy. So get her back.
Okay, you see, that might not be so easy. Hello? Mr. Grantham?
He hangs up.
Gina, can you please get Kaylee King on the line for me right away?
At Amy's house, Kaylee admires a picture in a guest bedroom. She picks up her cell phone.
Hello?
Miss King, Trip Wyndham here.
She hangs up.
What does he want?
Who's he?
The man who crushed my dreams.
Oh, Trip, right?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you curious why he's calling?
He probably wants a stapler back. You know what the worst part is about losing my column? I was really helping people.
You could write a column for the Pineberry Press.
Oh, that's sweet, Charlotte.
Yeah, but this is Little Pineberry, honey. It's not the Big Apple.
How's everything going in Little Pineberry?
Great.
Mom never goes out.
Hey, I'm busy.
So busy, we haven't even decorated the Christmas tree yet.
I can hardly keep up with the bakery. The holidays make my head spin. Charlotte, why don't you go get Auntie Kaylee some washcloths?
Yeah.
Charlotte leaves.
You have to make time for yourself. Start dating again?
Matthew was my person. Besides, it'd be easier to find Bigfoot than a single man in this city.
Wait a minute. What about Rob Hartman? You had quite the crush on him in high school, and he's not married, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well?
No, stop. Okay, this is about you. What about you? You haven't had a serious relationship since Dan.
Again?
Okay, answer it.
No, thank you.
Oh, my stubborn little sister.
Mm-mm.
All right, well, then you're just going to have to come help me at the bakery this week. It'll help keep your mind off things.
I don't know. I heard the boss is a real nightmare.
It's true.
Amy tosses Charlotte's washcloths at Kaylee. Charlotte and Amy hug. Later, at the bakery, Kaylee wears an apron, helping Amy clean.
Trip?
He's been calling me for 3 days straight. The man's incorrigible. Wait, now an email? You know what? Delete, and I'm blocking you. You're not my boss anymore. Rob.
Kaylee.
Hi. It's been a long time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So glad to see you back here. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Rob. Do you want a coffee?
That'd be great. Charlotte said that you might be interested in writing for me.
She did?
She did?
I did.
The Pineberry Press would be lucky to have someone like you.
Oh, well, I'm not here permanently. I'm going back to New York after the holidays.
Here you go, Rob. On the house.
Thanks.
He takes a bite.
Mmm, delicious.
Oh, good.
What about maybe a guest writer? You could do a column on Christmas.
I don't know what I'd write about. And I have to start my Christmas shopping, and I'm helping Amy, and can I think about it?
Don't wait too long. Christmas is in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Bye, Amy.
Bye, Rob.
What? Oh, now you're calling from the office? Nice try, Trip.
Later, Kaylee enters a gift shop. She admires some of the figurines and ornaments on the shelf as she browses the aisles. She finds a little figurine in the shape of the bakery. A woman approaches and grabs it.
Exactly what I was looking for. And it's the last one. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is.
The woman walks off.
Was?
She pulls out her cell phone and scoffs. In his office, Trip hangs up the phone. An email alert appears. Is she back? Trip covers his face, then rises and exits.
Gina! I'm going out for some air.
Do you mind if I say something?
Sure, what's up?
All of us around here really like Kaylee and her column. She's a real people person.
Oh, yeah, she's a real people person. Wait a minute. You're right, she is a people person, isn't she? Maybe I should go see her in person. Do you know where she is?
Pineberry, California. It's near South Lake Tahoe.
All right, I want you to book me on the next flight out tomorrow morning. All right.
He leaves. Later, he rolls a suitcase up the stairs of a small town inn. He approaches a woman at the reception desk.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. Mary, I'm checking in.
Oh. Are you staying over Christmas?
No, just the one night. It's under Trip Wyndham.
Oh. Ah, got it. Driver's license? And we take cash, credit, frankincense, and myrrh.
Credit card's fine.
New York City? What brings you all the way to Pineberry?
Business.
Business? Here? With who?
Do you happen to know Kaylee King?
Oh, I've known Kaylee since she was a little girl.
Really? Do you know where I might find her?
Well, her sister owns the Golden Butter Bakery downtown. And if she's here, I think that's where you'll find her.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Can I ask what this is about?
Trying to right a wrong.
Later, Trip pulls up to the bakery in a car. He gets out and enters the bakery. Kaylee is cleaning a display case and frowns as Trip enters.
What in the world?
Miss King, at long last. You have no idea how...
Amy stares at Trip.
Hi. Trip Wyndham.
Oh, hi, Amy, older sister. I've heard a lot about you.
Please don't call security.
She's way worse.
Oh, great.
Why are you here? Is there a Grinch convention in town?
I am here because I would like to offer you your old column back.
Am I in some sort of Scrooge movie? Ghosts of Christmas Past?
No. You see, I realized that I made a bad call, and I'm very sorry.
Yeah, you're just sorry the readers are upset.
No, that's not... Okay, look, I just flew 3,000 miles to see you. Could you at least consider my offer just for a minute?
If palm trees pop up in Pineberry.
So that's a maybe?
That's a no.
Okay. You know, it occurs to me, this could be mutually beneficial.
Okay, I'm very busy, so if you're not going to order something...
Wait a minute. Do you work here?
No. I have a new job. I started another column, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it debuts in tomorrow's edition of the Pineberry Press.
Well, wasn't that quick?
Well, I'm very in demand.
Okay, you know what? Little competition never hurt anyone. In fact, I'm not gonna leave Pineberry until you say yes.
Well then, the real estate office is just a few doors down. I'm sure Sally can find you something.
Okay. All right. Amy, pleasure meeting you.
You too, Trip.
Trip points at Kaylee, nods and leaves. Kaylee continues cleaning.
Do you work here now? You nerve.
New column? Did I miss something?
Did you change your mind? Oh, yes. Well, just now, actually.
Oh. No, I think you should take Tripp's offer.
Seriously. But he lets me go and then he thinks he can just snap his fingers and I'll come running back? No, I get offers all the time. I don't need him.
Is Kaylee King back on my payroll?
Working on it as we speak, sir. I'm in Northern California. I've just tracked her down.
Okay, well, you take as much time as you need.
Terry will cover for you here.
Oh, and if you don't get her back, you'll be looking for a new job, too.
Trip hangs up his phone dejectedly.
Okay, tell me more about this column.
I think it's going to be about discovering your best Christmas self. Aim, I see people running from one place to the next, going a million miles an hour, and I just want to show them some ways to slow down and enjoy family and friends and delights and sights. I think we could all be better people if we did that.
I think Rob would go for that.
You know, we could make this column interactive, bring it to life.
How?
Well, we could host fun activities and events every day to complement it, and readers could meet new people or... I don't know, reconnect with old friends like you and Rob.
Kaylee, we are just friends.
Well, I saw the way he looked at you.
Oh, he just likes my Christmas cookies.
Well, one way to a man's heart is through his stomach, just saying.
Later, Kaylee sits in the Pineberry News office with Rob.
The paper can sponsor events like skating or caroling. I want to bottle that pure-hearted connection to Christmas.
I like it. It sounds like a lot of fun. What are you going to call it?
The 12 Days Before Christmas. How to unwrap your inner cheer.
Catchy. But tomorrow marks 12 days before Christmas. That'd mean that we'd have to get it into tonight's printing. I have a midnight deadline. How fast can you write?
Faster than Santa's sleigh.
Well then, a new column is born.
All right.
By the way, what did Amy think about it? Is she going to participate?
Absolutely.
Rob smiles. Later, at Amy's house, Kaylee types in the kitchen.
How is the first column coming?
I'm just getting ready to send.
Ah.
You want to see?
Stop and smell the pine trees. Cute. How to connect with the season and each other through nature.
You know, speaking of connecting, Rob is coming to the first event.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Later, Trip walks through the town. Kaylee sees him and approaches.
Trip? You're still here.
I told you I wasn't leaving. Besides, this is a charming little town. It's beautiful here.
Yeah. Why don't you come to my event today? We're meeting at the Mountain Christmas Tree Farm at 4:00. Cutting things is something you're good at, right?
Ouch. Good one.
Did you know that evergreen trees are loaded with compounds that have positive effects on the human body?
I did not know that.
Kaylee hands him a newspaper.
In Japan, walking in the forest is known as Shinrin-yoku,
which means taking in the atmosphere of the forest. So, take a walk in a pine forest and feel Christmas. Mmm. So, pine trees are the new therapist, huh? I don't know. I think my shrink might miss me. I will be there. And we need to still talk.
Mm-hmm. You might want to try some different footwear, though. Shoe stores across the street.
She grabs the newspaper back and walks off. Later, she addresses a crowd at the tree farm.
Merry Christmas, everyone. My name is Kaylee King, and I want to thank you so much for reading my first column and for joining me here at this beautiful tree farm on a very snowy day. Today, I want you to close your eyes and smell the fresh pine air.
The crowd does. Tripp stands watching with his eyes open.
Eyes closed, please.
Tripp closes his eyes.
I want you to take yourself back to a time when you took a long winter's walk with a loved one through a forest, or found a present from someone special under a fragrant Christmas tree. Doesn't that feel good? All right, everyone, enjoy the hot cocoa and have fun making some new memories.
So, where's Amy and Charlotte?
Oh, I suggested they help Rob pick out his tree.
You know, if you just bought an artificial tree, you'd save about $700 over the next decade. Just saying.
Did you not feel anything out there? The warmth, happiness, joy?
What can I say? I'm just not a Christmas guy, I guess.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, it just wasn't a big deal in my house.
Why not?
I don't know. We go to our country club for the same buffet dinner every year. I get the latest and greatest gadget under the tree the next morning, and then my dad would just go to work. He bought and sold companies. In fact, it was my dad who taught me that personal relationships in business can get complicated.
You know, if you take the time to get to know your employees, you make some great friends. Malcolm treated the Globe staff like family.
Well, different management styles, I guess. Okay, you're analyzing me right now, aren't you?
Maybe a little.
Uh-huh. You were a therapist, right? Before the paper?
I was. Before I needed therapy of my own. Okay. Oh, look at this. This is the one.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Okay, yeah. So what can I do?
Oh, I got it.
What?
Yeah, I got it.
No. Kaylee, no. Stop. Look, I'm not going to let you cut down this tree by yourself.
Well, I am wearing white.
Exactly. Come on, let me have the saw.
She hands him a saw.
Great. I have no idea what I'm doing.
You got it.
Okay, I'm cutting. All right, I got it. Okay, Kaylee, here it comes. Look out.
The tree topples over.
Oh, look at that. We just cut down a tree.
Yes, we did.
Good job.
Great job.
Okay, now what? And a hard pull, and good. We got it.
Thanks, Mr. Windham.
You're welcome, Charlotte. And you can call me Tripp.
Tripp.
He secures the tree to their minivan.
Well, that was a great idea. I really enjoyed that. I don't think I thought about work once today.
We literally talked about different management styles.
No. You brought up the paper. That wasn't me.
Well, regardless, good job cutting down that tree. I mean, you know, we made a good team.
And I think we could make a pretty good team back in New York, too.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Tripp walks off. Tripp reads Kaylee's column.
We've all been there, having to make small talk at the office Christmas party or your second cousin's mixer. This holiday, try meeting someone new or reconnecting with an old friend. The bonds of friendship, especially around the holidays, can help you relax, increase happiness, and bolster self-confidence.
Kaylee types in Amy's kitchen. She picks up her cell phone.
Steven, how was the museum Christmas gala?
You didn't miss a thing. It's the most boring column I've ever written. Just wasn't the same without you there.
I miss you too. Have you decided if you're coming home for Christmas?
Plane tickets booked for tomorrow. Mom says
if I'm not going to Aspen with you, I have no excuse.
But hey, you have to run
defense for me, okay? Mom's totally still on my case about being single.
I've got your back.
Oh, I gotta run.
Safe flight, okay?
Thanks. Bye, Kaylee.
Bye.
She hangs up. Amy enters.
I finally found the star.
Oh.
It was buried underneath the beach toys in the garage.
She places the star on the newly decorated tree, and it lights up.
The tree is nice.
It smells like home.
It does. Did I hear Steven's coming home?
Yes, tomorrow.
Nice. Does he know Tripp's in town?
I thought I'd tell him in person. He's not exactly Tripp's biggest fan.
How's Steven doing?
Oh, he's fine. He just got back from the museum Christmas gala. We go together every year. It's the first time I've missed it in 5 years.
5 years? You haven't been home for the holidays. That's how long it's been since you and Dan broke up.
You mean since he left for Haiti? 2 weeks before our Christmas Eve wedding?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, you're right. I guess it's just been easier not having to face the past. The only baggage I have hanging out on the slopes with Steven is my suitcase. I don't have to worry about running into Dan or people asking me who I'm dating now.
Well, I'm sure glad you're home. I have missed you so much.
Kaylee sits beside Amy.
Me too.
Later, at the bakery, Tripp pulls up in a car. He enters and approaches Kaylee. They sit across from each other.
Breaking the ice. Good idea.
You read my column?
I did. In fact, I thought the whole column was speaking directly to me. Believe it or not, I don't always have the best ice-breaking skills, which reminds me, did you ever get that dress fixed?
No. Oh. You know, we'll be at the outdoor rink tonight, open to all.
Oh, I should have brought my skates.
You own a pair of ice skates?
No, I grew up in San Francisco. I have a surfboard, though.
I'm having a harder time even picturing you on a surfboard.
You don't know everything about me. For instance, I read your best self last night. Years worth. I was up all night. And if truth be told, I wish I had read your column about knowing when is the right time to propose.
Sounds personal.
Someone from my past.
Didn't work out, I take it?
She said I waited too long and I worked too much. And she was right. I'm not always the easiest to be around, and I certainly haven't worked out that whole work-life balance thing.
It's hard.
You're a good writer, Kaylee. And I knew that your column was popular, but I figured if I beefed up the other columns, people would forget about yours, and clearly I underestimated the loyalty of your readers.
No, my readers are the best. Yeah, I think of them as friends I'm cheering on. I pretend we're having coffee at my kitchen table.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get the column in the first place?
I was engaged, and it didn't work out. I needed a fresh start, and a friend told me that the Globe was looking to launch a lifestyle self-help type column. I'd always had a passion for writing, so I sent in a sample and hit it off with Malcolm, and the rest is history.
Still, that's amazing that you were able to switch gears like that and leave your therapy practice.
I just write about what I know and try to be real with people. I actually wrote a romance novel after the breakup.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did it get published?
No. I didn't even finish the final chapter.
What was it about?
A woman with a broken heart who moves to the big city.
Oh, sounds like someone maybe we know.
Yeah, it was pretty much my story. It was more cathartic than anything.
Sounds like you had some stuff to work out.
I'm still working it out.
Will it have a happy ending?
I don't know yet. But it's not anything I would ever put out there. It's a little too close to home.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah.
Because I used to work at the book publishing arm of the company. I could easily introduce you to some old colleagues of mine.
No, I'm positive.
Okay. Who brought you to the Globe in the first place? I mean, clearly they had an eye for talent.
One second. Amy.
Kaylee picks up her cell phone.
Okay. Calm down. I will get her. It is not a problem. Sorry, I gotta go. It's my niece. She slipped and fell at the retirement home on some ice and hurt her arm. She's there for a holiday concert.
Where's Amy?
She's in Tahoe picking up supplies. We don't even have a car here.
I'll give you a ride. I got my rental up front.
Thank you.
Okay. There we are. You all set?
Yeah.
Okay.
They leave in a hurry. Later, the car pulls up to her retirement home. Tripp and Kaylee enter and approach reception.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Beecham's aunt. She's with the school. She hurt her arm.
Yes, she's with the doctor and her teacher now. I'll let them know you're here.
Thank you.
Okay.
I hope she's okay.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine. Yeah. Here, have a seat.
They sit down in a waiting area. A man enters from a back office and notices Kaylee.
Kaylee?
Dan. Hi. What are you doing here?
I'm the attending doctor. I'm filling in for Dr. Green. He's in Mexico.
Oh. Amy is on her way back from Tahoe. Is Charlotte okay?
Yeah. Her arm's a little bruised, but she'll be fine. I think she's more startled than anything. Yeah. She's just in the back grabbing a treat.
Sorry, this is Tripp. Wyndham.
Dan, nice to meet you.
You too.
So how's your Christmas going?
Good. How about you?
You know, busy. Lots of people to see when I come home.
Hmm. Dan is a doctor in Haiti. He helps get field hospitals to hard-hit areas.
Wow, impressive.
Thanks, yeah. Feels like it was a calling, you know? Just trying to do my part.
It's very noble. Kaylee, I'm sorry. I've got to take this call. I'll be in the car.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
Tripp walks out. Kaylee and Dan stand awkwardly.
So I'm surprised you're even here for Christmas. Shouldn't you be at some cool ski resort somewhere?
That long story.
Kaylee, look, I know this isn't a time or place, but I'm sorry for how things ended up with us. We never really got to talk about it.
I know.
That wasn't your boyfriend, was it?
Tripp? Oh, no. Do you think Charlotte's ready?
Yeah, I'll get her. Hey, you wouldn't want to go for coffee while you're here, would you?
Maybe. Sure. I mean, you know, I'll call you.
Okay.
Dan smiles and returns to the back. Later, Tripp pulls up to Amy's house. Charlotte and Kaylee get out. Amy walks out of the front door and approaches.
Oh, honey. You okay? No sling?
No. Dr. Haynes said I just need to ice it.
Oh, Dr. Haynes. Huh. Well, thanks you guys for taking care of Charlotte.
I love you and Kaylee.
Love you too, kiddo.
Thanks, Tripp.
Oh, you're welcome, Charlotte.
Come on.
Would you like to come up for some hot cocoa or something?
I think that is a great idea.
Later, they sit on the porch sipping from mugs.
Thanks for the ride. But I'm only giving you 4 stars because there was no phone charger.
You're right. I should have been more prepared. What was I thinking? You know, your house is really beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I hope I'm not overstepping here, but what's the story with you and Dan? He wasn't your broken engagement, was he?
Yeah, we were high school sweethearts.
Wow.
Together for years. And then he ended it.
Why?
After he proposed, he got that offer to go to Haiti. I thought if he chose to stay, that we were meant to be. And when he didn't, I knew.
Wow. That's tough.
I admired him so much for wanting to help other people, but asking me to move 3,000 miles away to a foreign country and leave my family and my therapy practice, it was just a left turn that I was not ready for.
So you called off a wedding?
Yeah. I've been a little extra cautious with relationships ever since then.
Yeah? Have you seen anyone? I'm sorry, that is none of my business. I shouldn't have asked that. I'm sorry, that's...
It's okay, believe me, you're not the first to ask. No, I mean, there's been some great guys, but no one's been the one, I guess.
I hear you. Well, anyone would be lucky to have you. I'm just sorry I didn't see that sooner. I mean, professionally speaking.
Right, no,
of course.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Well, thank you.
They look at each other smiling awkwardly. Later, Trip pulls up to the inn. He checks his cell phone and answers.
Mr. Grantham, hello.
Tell me it's a done deal.
I'm not sure it's gonna happen, sir.
That's not what I wanna hear.
Just to clarify, you didn't really mean what you said, did you? That I'd have to look for a new job if I didn't fix our problem by Christmas?
I always mean what I say. And to offset the cost of Kaylee, I want to shrink the other columns to once a week, immediately.
I don't even have her back yet.
Oh, you will. And in the meantime, we'll save some money.
Grantham hangs up. Trip stands alone on the inn porch.
Great.
Trip paces.
And I'm very sorry about that.
Talks on phone.
Yes, I know. I know. Yes, HR will be in touch with you later today. And again, I am so sorry. Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
Mary approaches from reception.
Mr. Wyndham?
Yes.
Why so glum?
Well, Mary, apparently I'm very good at ruining people's lives.
Sounds like a rough day.
Yeah.
You should come to Kaylee's event tonight. It'll cheer you up. Breaking the ice. I'll be there myself.
Well, thank you for the invite. I'll keep that in mind. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some more unpleasant phone calls to make.
I'm gonna get you a spiced eggnog.
Make it a double.
Later, Kaylee pulls ice skates out of a storage tub.
Remember these?
Oh, I loved those. So, Dan, huh?
He asked me to go to coffee with him.
Maybe he wants to get back together with you.
You think?
Why else would he want to meet up?
I don't know, but we're not getting back together. Oh, here's one.
She finds another skate. All
right. What about Trip?
What about him?
Come on, I am your big sister. I know you. He's pretty cute.
If you're into buttoned up.
Pretty sure he's got another side.
Later, evening, at a crowded ice skating rink, a man approaches Kaylee.
Kaylee!
Mr. Milne? Oh my goodness, how are you?
Please, call me Brian. I'm not your high school English teacher anymore.
No, you're not. How are you?
Never been better. I'm retiring. End of the school year.
Wow. You've had a good run.
I have. Kaylee, you should know how proud we all are of you. You went to New York, and you really made it.
Thanks, Mr. Milne. I mean, Brian, sorry. Hard to get used to that.
I always knew you'd end up being a writer. I just thought it'd be more along the lines of creative writing. You were always coming up with such wonderful stories.
You never know.
Say, can you tell me who that beautiful woman is over there?
Oh, that's Mary Walter. She owns the Pineberry Inn. She's lovely. You know what? Her daughters are teachers. That's the perfect icebreaker. You should go talk to her.
Oh, I think I will.
Have fun. Good luck.
Brian walks off. Trip skates up and sits beside Kaylee.
Hey.
Did I overhear you two talking about creative writing?
Yes.
Yeah, did you bring up your novel?
Well, I should not have said anything to you about that.
Yes, you should have, and you need to let me read it.
I'll think about it.
Yeah?
If you can catch me.
Oh, really? Oh, it's gonna be like that, is it? I'm coming!
Kaylee skates off. Trip chases after her.
Okay, you know, I get this. I think I can get you.
He catches up, and they join hands, spinning around.
Not bad for a San Francisco boy, right?
Yeah.
Later, Kaylee and Trip get a beverage at the stand.
You know, this was actually more fun than I expected.
Well, you're a better skater than I expected.
Oh, barely. Come on. I don't know how you do it.
Do what?
Stay so positive. I mean, your life was just turned upside down. And yet, look at this. Look what you did.
You know, I think I get it from my mom. I remember Christmas shopping one year, crossing a busy parking lot, and someone just laid on the horn. Mom waved and said, "Merry Christmas." I try to live my life like that all year round.
Well, that would explain the Merry Christmas in my office when I let you go. I gotta tell you, I thought you were gonna lose it on me in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that applies. I thought you were pretty arrogant. I don't think I was very nice.
Yeah, I deserved that. You wanna know what I was thinking?
That you couldn't wait to get rid of me?
No.
They sit on a bench.
Yeah, it's not important. What is important is that you come back to New York in the paper.
You really are serious about getting me back.
Yes, I am. I told you that the first day I came to Pineberry.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Why did you decide to let me go instead of those other columns?
Truth. I thought the whole be your best self thing was a little trivial.
I appreciate your honesty.
I was wrong. And now that I have read your column, I totally understand why you connect so well with your audience. You give great advice in a really fun way. And your exuberance, like I say, it's infectious.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, if I came back to the paper, it would be nice to reconnect with my readers. Of course, I'd get to work with Stephen again.
Stephen?
Yeah, you know, he's actually the one who brought me to the paper.
You mean Stephen Cowley, the entertainment writer?
Who else would I be talking about?
You never mentioned him before.
Oh, I guess I never got a chance. I thought everyone knew we were best friends.
Everybody except me, apparently.
Yeah, he's actually flying in tonight. What? He's here.
What, he's here now?
Yeah, I'm surprised too. I didn't know he was coming to the rink.
Kaylee, I need to tell you something first.
You made it. Hey.
Kaylee hugs Stephen.
Stephen, so good to see you.
Hey, Amy.
What's wrong?
I got off the plane with some harsh news.
What is it?
Trip approaches slowly.
How is he here?
Oh.
Mr. Corporate Christmas made me a freelancer today.
What?
My columns were cut to once a week. To find a second job, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent.
Really?
I had to cut more out of the budget.
More casualties. Wait, was this to get me back?
Look, Kaylee, I'm sorry. I really had no choice.
You didn't have a choice. You're the boss.
No. Mr. Grantham. He made
Wait.
A great...
Don't bother. Come on.
Kaylee...
They walk off. Later, Kaylee and Stephen chat in Amy's kitchen.
I can't believe you did this.
Well, it's okay. And at least I still have a weekly column, and I'm sure I can find something else.
Yeah, now we'll put our heads together, look at all our contacts. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Thanks, Kaylee.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Well, I don't know. As annoyed as I am with Trip, I wonder if I was too hard on him. Mr. Grantham is all about saving money, and Trip has to do what he says, right?
Kaylee, are you sure about his motives? Because I actually heard that Tripp's gonna lose his job if he doesn't get you back.
Really? Sounds like office gossip to me.
No, no, no. I heard it from Gina.
Well, he's actually been pretty straightforward with me. So far, anyway, for better or worse.
You had no idea about the latest cuts.
True.
But hey, enough about Tripp. Why don't we talk about your new column?
Steven approaches Kaylee's laptop.
What do you have in tomorrow's edition?
Yeah.
Christmas kindness. Studies show the joy you experience from giving lasts a lot longer than the joy you experience receiving.
Yeah, you know, easy gestures like buying the person in line behind you a coffee or sending a card to someone overseas in the military can actually have powerful stress-busting effects. So, I've decided to ask everyone to bake cookies for someone.
You know, I think Pineberry's really gotten you, sweetheart.
What do you mean?
Sprinkles and sugar are nice, but I don't know, where's the spice, Kaylee? I mean, what about instead we do a Christmas
cocktail connection.
Yes. jingle juice.
Yes.
Santa Claus Mapolitan.
Merry Margarita.
Yes.
Oh, I love this. You can shake up that inner cheer.
That's right, and stir up that spirit.
Yeah.
What are you guys so excited about?
Oh, well, we're going to host a Christmas cocktail event tomorrow.
A big one.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to host it on such short notice?
Oh, what about Bartholomew's?
Yeah.
Dan's friend, Ben, owns that place.
Ooh, right.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. We can ask him.
Later, at Bartholomew's, Kaylee hangs Christmas lights. A man at the bar watches.
Ah, look at that. Oh, Ben, your bar is so perfect for this event. Thank you again so much for helping me out.
Hey, you helped me pass AP Calculus. It's about time I repaid the favor.
Dan enters.
Speaking of high school, Dan!
Hey, guys. Wow, you have really transformed this place.
Yeah.
I hope it's okay if I came by. Someone told me about the party.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's fine. It's totally fine. Why wouldn't it be fine?
I'm gonna go check on some inventory in the back.
See you, Ben.
Ben walks out.
You know, sorry I haven't called about coffee. I just, I've been busy.
That's okay. Good things come to those who wait. And hey, I heard about your work situation. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Yeah, my life's like one of those magic eight balls. Cannot predict right now.
You got another shake in that thing? I'm at a crossroads too.
What's going on?
Dr. Green is retiring and he offered me his practice, so.
What about all your work in Haiti?
I am so proud of all the amazing things my team did. We saved countless lives. But I think now maybe is time for a new chapter.
I'm proud of you too.
That means a lot. Kaylee, there's something I've wanted to tell you for a long time. I know you said you were okay with me going to Haiti, but I blamed you for not following me. And it took me a long time to realize that that's a lot to ask of anyone. I feel terrible for leaving you.
Thank you for saying that. But it was for the best. You know, you probably would have ended up resenting me if you'd stayed.
Or maybe being so far away was what I needed to realize just how much I care about you.
Steven enters with a tub.
Say goodbye to your silent night because the party has arrived.
Steven?
Ben!
It's a regular high school reunion around here.
How are you?
Good, man.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to get going. And I'll see you guys tonight. If that's okay.
Of course.
All right. Take care. Yeah. See you later.
Did you know that Ben is a pilot now?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to do more than just own a bar.
That's great.
Thank you. Hey, you know, I heard you've had quite the career too.
Yes, he has his own entertainment column in the Empire City Globe.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I go to New York all the time. Yeah, I fly out of San Francisco.
That's amazing. Well, let me know next time you're in town.
For sure. You know, I usually just spend my layovers checking out the sites alone.
Oh, Steven is the best tour guide.
What? No, I'm not. I totally.
Yes, you are.
Yes. And I'd be happy to show you around.
I'd love that.
All right.
Well, just a few hours till the party.
Yes. Right.
Hey, Santa Greta.
Rockin' reindeer.
Rockin' reindeer. I love it. You want to come back?
Yes.
All right, cool.
They leave. Later, at the bar, a mixer is in full swing. Kaylee speaks into a mic.
So the more acts of kindness you perform, the happier you will be. It's just science. So tonight, you know, look at the person next to you and...
Trip and Dan stand nearby.
And say, this one's on me.
May I?
Yeah. Trip takes the mic.
Hello, everyone. My name is Trip. You don't know me, but I'm going to take Kaylee's words to heart this evening. So for the next 30 minutes, drinks are on me. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Dan takes the mic.
And you know what? In the same spirit, they're on me for the next hour after that.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Looks like we have our very own Santa's helpers in the house. Drink and be merry, everyone.
Yeah. The crowd begins mingling. Ben stands with Steven.
Cosmopolitan. That's a cute name.
You like that? No, I actually named that myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Nice. Now, you know, I gotta say, Ben, you surprised me today.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, we've known each other for so long, and I had no idea.
Listen, I didn't even know who I was back then. Well, even though I didn't, I still thought you were the coolest guy in school.
Well, I did have my moments.
Yeah.
Do you have plans for dinner, Mom?
No, I don't have any.
All right, well, let's make some.
I'd like that.
Yeah? Mm. All right.
Brian, Mary, are you two here together?
Yes. We hit it off at the icebreaker. Turns out we do have a lot in common.
I'm so happy for you.
This is our first official date. And it's thanks to you, Kaylee.
Aw.
Would you like a drink?
Yes. I want to try one of those rockin' reindeers.
They're good. They're good.
Kaylee walks over to a table. Trip approaches.
Was that a column connection I just saw?
Yes, actually.
Nicely done.
Thanks. That was really generous of you to buy drinks for everyone. It's a lot of money.
Not as generous as Dan, apparently.
Well, it was your idea.
Yes.
You started it.
I did.
I did not think that spontaneity was your thing.
Yeah, neither did I, actually. Listen, there's something I wanted to bring up. I'm really sorry about Steven. I didn't know that you two were such close friends.
Since ninth grade, we've always been there for each other.
The look in his eyes when he said that he wasn't sure how he was going to pay his rent, I mean, I felt awful.
Well, if you didn't, I'd say you're more far gone than I thought. Yeah, I can't question every decision you make. You have a job to do.
A job that you have been making me question as of late.
Is that a good thing?
It's a complicated thing.
I mean, is this what you want? You run a newspaper, but all I ever hear you talk about is the budget.
You want to know the truth? I wanted to be a reporter.
What?
Yes, I did. I mean, boots on the ground, investigative journalism, that's what got me excited.
Well, what held you back?
My dad. Yeah, he steered me away from journalism because he said there's no money in it. So... after I got my MBA, we kind of split the difference, and I ended up working for a media company. And all these years later, here I am doing the same old thing.
Sounds like you're still doing what your dad wanted you to do.
Fair. It's true. He's a big personality, and he usually gets what he wants. He was pretty upset, actually, that I didn't end up working for him.
You should do what makes you happy.
It's not always that easy, Kayla.
But why not? You know... if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And you'll
only live once, right? You wrote that in one of your old columns.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Take charge of your destiny.
Yes.
You know what I want?
What?
I want you to be happy.
Oh, right. This is when I get the pitch about coming back to New York.
No. How about a drink instead?
I am buying for the next 25 minutes, you know, so.
Yeah, you are.
Yay, voila!
One Christmas mosa for the beautiful woman who brought all of us together.
Thanks, Dan.
And come on, there's a bunch of people from high school dying to say hi to you.
Okay. Yeah. See you.
Dan escorts Kaylee away. Trip watches. Later, at Amy's house, Kaylee types sitting in bed. Amy knocks and enters.
Hey.
Hey, I can't believe you're still up. Are you writing your column?
I actually decided to finish writing the final chapter of my novel.
That's amazing. I wasn't sure you'd ever finish it.
I had a jolt of inspiration.
Good for you. I'm proud of you, Kaylee.
Thanks.
Daytime, Trip enters the bakery. He stands at the counter talking to Amy.
Well, I'll tell you, Amy, I don't know what to do. I've never met anyone who's given me a run for my money quite like her.
Oh, well, don't sell yourself short. You have hung in there pretty well. You must be getting ready to go home.
Yeah, well, work is piling up back at the office, but I'll tell you what. I really like it here. I do. The people, they're nice and, real.
Like Kaylee.
Like Kaylee, yes.
You know, I'm having a small dinner at my house tonight. It's one of Kaylee's column ideas. Ways to get out of your Christmas comfort zone.
Ah, yeah, that sounds like her.
Yeah. And Kaylee's cooking, so you should come.
Okay, well, it sounds like fun, yeah.
You what? No one should eat dinner alone during the holidays.
Kaylee chops food.
And he's kind of sweet. I think he likes you.
I don't want him to like me.
You cannot push away every guy who comes close because you're scared of how it might end. Do you want me to tell him not to come?
No, I mean, that would be rude, right?
Okay, good. What do you make?
I'm making a lamb tartlet with a blend of ratatouille and rosemary sauvignon with whipped potatoes and glazed carrots.
That sounds ambitious. Why don't you play my sous chef, and I'll whip a little something up, and we'll just say you made it.
Okay, I might not be very good at it, but I actually like cooking. And you're missing the entire point of this column. Out of my comfort zone.
Mac and cheese is out of your comfort zone.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't just hear that.
She continues chopping. Later, evening, Kaylee answers the front door. Trip stands there.
Hi, Trip. Come in.
Are you sure this is okay? Your sister, she said...
Totally fine. It's fine. My cooking, though, comes with a warning label. Eat at your own risk.
Come on. I'm sure it's amazing.
Well, actually, I think it might be okay tonight. Yeah. Oh, wonder who that is.
She answers the door.
Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting?
No.
You forgot your scarf at the bar.
Thank you. Thanks.
Something smells good in there.
Well, would you like to stay for dinner?
Oh, well, my parents are at a charity meeting tonight. I was just going to order takeout.
Oh, well, join us. I cooked.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's a great idea.
Yes. Yeah. The more the merrier.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's going to be great.
Okay, great. Well.
After you.
No, here.
No, please. I insist.
Okay.
Okay.
Trip enters first.
Bon appetit, everyone.
They lift their pot lids.
Oh, wow.
What is this, Kaylee?
The kind of meal that feels good on a cold winter's night.
Oh. Perfect. Goes with my new hold-your-nose diet.
It's delicious, Kaylee. You've really outdone yourself.
Yeah, this is, it's wonderful.
Oh, there's more. I made extra if anybody wants more.
Could you
Pass me the bread.
Bread.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, and save room for pie.
Oh, no. You didn't bake, too.
Well, Amy did that.
Oh. Can't wait to try the pie.
Oh.
Do you smell that? That would be smoke.
The pies. Temperature to just set the match. 475.
All right, I'll help.
Trip opens the oven and removes a flaming tray.
Oh! I got it!
Kaylee sprays him with a fire extinguisher.
I actually prefer whipped cream with my pie.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Later, they all sing together. Charlotte plays piano. A series of clips of them exchanging gifts. Dan and Trip unbox similar sweaters. One with a dog on it and one with a cat, Santa Paws and Santa Claus. Steven takes a picture. Later, they play charades.
I got one.
Trip stands.
Two words. Right. Okay.
belt.
The Grinch.
Potato?
No. Santa Claus.
Yeah! Yes! 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 Yes!
Later, Kale escorts Dan out.
Thanks for coming. It was like old times.
Oh, dinner was great. And you're always such a good cook.
Oh.
So, I have some news. I've decided to move back to Pineberry.
Oh. That's a big decision.
No, it wasn't easy. But I'm hoping our stars will align this time. I want to give us another shot.
Dan, that's not something that I'm ready to say yes to.
I understand. And then you don't owe me anything. But I want you to know I would never take you for granted again. Please think about it. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Dan walks out. Trip enters the foyer.
Kaylee?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there you are. I just wanted to thank you for this evening. I had a really great time. Fire extinguisher and all. Well, listen, I feel like I've overstayed my welcome. I should probably get back to the inn.
Oh, okay. Well, let me walk you out. I'll get my coat.
Okay.
Later, they walk onto the porch.
Oh, wow. Look at this. I mean, I know I sound like a broken record, but I love your house. I mean, look at this. The skis and the Christmas tree. It's even more beautiful at night.
You know, you were a lot of fun tonight, especially for someone who doesn't like the holidays.
Me? Fun? Wow. Now, that is not something I have heard a lot of recently.
Well, my sister really likes you, and she does not like everyone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means a lot. Thank you.
I have some news. Yeah, I finished the last chapter of my novel.
Oh, congratulations, Kaylee. That is great news. So tell me, how does it end?
You still want to read it? You can find out for yourself.
I would love to read it. Why the change of heart?
You. You reminded me of my old column. Take charge of your destiny. Right?
Yeah.
Why do you care so much about my novel anyway?
Because I think it's pretty amazing that you've turned a bad situation into something that could be pretty great. And I think you should try and get it published. Oh, come on. Come on, think about it. Kaylee King, best-selling author. I don't know. It's got a ring to it, if that's me.
You don't even know if it's any good.
I know that you're a great writer.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you. No judgment?
No judgment.
Thanks. And I promise that I will make a decision soon about coming back to the paper after the snowball.
What's the snowball?
Oh, it's a Christmas Eve gala I'm throwing for my final column.
Okay, well, I'll be there.
Are you sure? It's still a week until Christmas.
Yeah.
You don't need to get back to New York? I don't want to keep you here.
Apparently, the mountain air's gotten to me, and so have you.
They look at each other. Kaylee sighs. Later, at the ice skating rink, Kaylee and Tripp build snowmen. Kaylee types on her laptop, smiling. Kaylee and Charlotte assist children decorating at a community center. Later, they all sit around roasting marshmallows on an open fire.
What are you doing, Amy?
They pose with the snowmen. At the end, Tripp sits by the fireplace reading a manuscript. He puts the manuscript down, stands, and dials his cell. Later, Kaylee answers the front door. It's Tripp.
Tripp? Hi.
Hello.
Come in.
Thank you.
What's going on?
So, I have some exciting news. I took your novel to my contact at the publishing arm.
Wait, what? I told you I wasn't ready for anyone to read my novel.
No, I know, but Kaylee, the book is so good, and the best part is, they want to publish it. So I called Mr. Grantham, and we came up with a plan. Syndicate your column, and he is going to add in a book deal.
You talked to Mr. Grantham about my novel, too?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I thought you'd be happy.
I can't believe you did this.
Okay, no, you're right. I'm sorry.
This was all about getting me back to New York, wasn't it? Stephen was right. You were going to lose your job, weren't you?
Yes, but Kaylee, that's not what
You used my novel for that?
No. No, your novel is amazing. Kaylee, have more confidence in yourself.
Confidence?
No, I'm sorry, that didn't come out right. I mean, I just...
I trusted you with the most intimate thing I've ever written in my life. I am sorry, Tripp, but it's a no on everything. And I hope you'll take that money you're gonna save on me and hire some good people back.
Kaylee opens the door for Tripp, who walks out.
I am so sorry.
Goodbye, Tripp.
He leaves the house, and she closes the door. Trip at reception desk.
I am checking out, Mary.
You're not staying for the snowball?
There's no point.
I think the ballroom looks beautiful. We did a good job.
Yes, it's going to be a nice event.
It will.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Mary.
So, Kaylee, I heard that you're not going back to New York after Christmas.
Just to clean out my apartment.
You're leaving the Globe?
Yes. Yeah, Tripp was exactly who I thought he was.
Well, that makes two of you then, I guess.
What do you mean?
He quit.
What?
He quit?
This morning. And you should know that he told me he thinks you're pretty special. And he had no other reason than his pure heart to tell me that.
Mary walks off. Later, at a barn, guests wearing formal attire dance as caterers carry food trays around. Kaylee stands alone. Amy and Rob approach.
I can't thank you enough for your call, Kaylee. It got so many of us to stop and appreciate the season.
And reconnect with people. At least some of these connections will last.
I hope this one will. Amy, I was wondering if you'd go out on a date with me sometime.
I'd love to.
Great. Can I get you a drink?
Sure.
Rob escorts Amy away. Steven and Ben approach.
Look at you two. So handsome.
And you look beautiful as always.
You really do, Kaylee.
Oh, thank you.
Can I grab you a drink?
Yes, please.
Ben walks off.
Is Trip coming?
He apparently checked out. Yeah, I'm guessing he's on his way home about now. I was really hard on him, so.
What are you gonna do?
Stay in Pineberry for a little while. You know, figure things out.
I'm gonna miss you in New York.
Me too.
But I do have some good news. I actually have another trip planned home for next month.
That's great.
Yeah.
I gave him a free ticket. Perks of the airline.
Nice. Listen, I need to say a few words, but I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah.
Kaylee approaches the microphone.
Thank you all for coming. I hope you enjoyed my final column, Mistletoe Magic. Tonight, I'm not going to cite a study or tell you about the part of your brain that makes you magically fall in love around the holidays. Even though there is no better time than under the twinkling lights and mistletoe. Falling in love is a feeling. It's inexplicable and happens when you least expect it. And it doesn't have to be with someone who thinks exactly like you do or wants the same things. I think it's about finding that person who brings out the best in you and wants the best for you. That person who unwraps your inner cheer. Cheers.
Cheers.
Later, the guest stands. Kaylee stands alone, frowning. Dan approaches.
That was a very nice speech. And look at you, the belle of the snowball.
Thanks, Dan.
I've been thinking a lot about the future, our future.
So have I. You said something the last time we talked. You said that the decision to stay in Pineberry wasn't easy. If it's right, shouldn't it be easy?
I think you might know me better than I know myself.
You want to save the world? 9-to-5 office hours will never be your thing.
Actually, just today, a grant came through. $2 million to build more field hospitals.
You can do a lot of good with that.
Yeah. So you wouldn't be upset if I go back?
You said it yourself. This is your calling. Dan, we are exactly where we're meant to be in our lives.
You're an incredible woman, Kaylee.
Dan leans in and kisses Kaylee on the cheek.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Dan walks off. Steven approaches.
Hey. Are you and Dan getting back together?
No. No, I told Dan that Haiti is where he's meant to be.
I am proud of you. Look at how far you've come. I mean, think about where you were 5 years ago when you came to New York with that broken heart in tow.
You and I will always make a great team, no matter where we are. You and Ben, you look good together.
We'll see. Merry Christmas, Kaylee.
Merry Christmas.
Incoming.
Kaylee turns around and sees Trip.
Trip, you're still here.
I didn't want to leave without saying goodbye to the woman who taught me how to see the humanity in the holidays. I know
that I really messed up again. And it's just because I got so caught up in trying to make everything so perfect for you.
I appreciate that, but you should have talked to me first.
Yeah, I know that now. And I'm sorry that I didn't. Kaylee, the happiness in the final chapter in your novel, that's what you deserve.
Thank you.
And the offer to return to the paper still stands, only I've added Stephen to the deal. Both your columns syndicated. You can write wherever you want. Mr. Grantham really likes you. And take it from me, he doesn't like anybody.
Is it true you quit your job?
Yeah. I don't want to make people feel bad anymore. People aren't numbers in a spreadsheet. And I didn't realize how miserable I was until I met you.
What are you going to do?
I actually have a lead on a business reporter job. Yeah, for the first time in my life, I'm going to do what I want to do.
That's wonderful. So where is this dream taking you, geographically speaking?
My hometown, San Francisco. It's just a couple of hours from here.
I could write the column from here in Pineberry and maybe reconsider publishing my novel.
What about Dan? Is he staying?
Dan wants to save the world.
Oh.
Tripp extends his hand.
May I have this dance?
They walk together to the dance floor and dance.
Kaylee, you are the most beautiful woman in every way. I want to be the man who you can trust. Man who brings out the best in you.
I think you've just unwrapped your inner cheer, Tripp Windham.
What do you think?
I think the answer is yes to everything.
Tripp leans in, and they kiss.
Merry Christmas, kid.
Merry Christmas.